Current events and Bible prophecy seem to be on a collision course. Join Gloria Copeland and Billy Brim as they show how the church is called to be praying for the last great awakening to God. Next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. Billy Brim's with us from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. We're going to have a great time, so don't miss any of these broadcasts. Welcome, Billy.
Gloria, would you mind if I did something kind of silly at the beginning?
Well, no, I rather expected you to. No, I'm kidding.
But you know, things in your lifetime, Gloria and I have been sitting here talking about how thankful we are that we learned the truths that we live by, that we learned how to walk in love, that we learned how to walk in faith, that we learned how to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit.
Praise God.
And primarily in my life, it happened because God brought me to the feet of, as he told me one time in a vision, Kenneth Hagin.
Yeah.
Kenneth E. Hagin.
That's where we learned how
That's where I learned it. Bless the Lord. But things you learn, you got to be watchful what you learn, you know, because it'll stick with you, even as a child. And here's the silly part. Today is my oldest child's birthday. July 24th is the original showing of this. I know you can see it on other days, and you will watch it on other days, but that's the first time she'll see it. And that's Shelley. And if you are in our family, you have to have a birthday song sung to you. And where this birthday song comes from was when I was a little girl. Do you realize, I know it's hard for you to imagine, because you can't imagine that I was around before television. And we didn't have television. Nobody had television. And every Saturday morning, we listened to the radio. And on the radio was this radio program, Big John and Sparky. Big John and Sparky, and they would say, and I'd listen there on the radio, they'd say that they had a magic mirror, and they could see you through this magic mirror. Oh, that
you
was hard to imagine.
It,
oh, yeah,
I
believed it. And if it was your birthday, then they saw that it was your birthday, and they sang this song to you.
Well, forever.
And now this song has stuck with me all these years. That's why you got to watch what songs you sing and your children sing and what you put into them, because it sticks. So this is the birthday song. I'm singing it to Shelley now.
Okay.
It's kind of silly, but today is a birthday, I wonder for whom. I know it's for someone who's right in this room. So look all around you for somebody who is smiling and happy. My goodness, it's you! Happy birthday, Shelley, from Mama to you. Happy birthday, Shelley. May all of your good dreams come true. I congratulate you and pray blessings follow you. Happy birthday, Shelley. May all of your good dreams come true.
Way to go, Billy.
And you know what? We get the similitude of our fatherhood, our parenthood, from God. Mm-hmm. And he wants to make us have our good dreams come true.
Amen.
And our blessings to follow us. And the blessings of the Lord have been on this great nation that we live in. Aren't you thankful to God?
Oh, I mean, my.
Thankful, thankful, thankful.
Yes.
Even we who get to live in the United States. But I'm telling you, it's a blessing to all the world to have Israel in the world. And it's a blessing to all the world to have the United States of America in the world. And God has blessed us. He has made us a nation. We read in Acts chapter 17 that he determines when nations come forth and what their boundaries are. Mm-hmm. And we've been talking about how he blessed the Puritans and the Separatists and the Pilgrims when they came. And how he blessed that our land, they had never known any kind of a rule except a king. And he helped them to form and found our nation with its laws and its biblical principles. We studied last week, and we're going to go on with it this week. Actually, because God told me to. And we were out at Prayer Mountain praying in 2009, June and 8th. And we were praying about the then upcoming, 2008. We were out at Prayer Mountain. It was our corporate prayer group, and we were praying about the upcoming elections, 2008. We were really getting with it. And suddenly we were interrupted. And I mean, it was Daniel's prayer got interrupted. An angel came down and interrupted Daniel's prayer. And I'm sure he was in awe. And we were in awe. And there came down this cloak like upon me. I've only had it happen twice in my life. Heavy. And suddenly I said, one thing will save America, and it is not the election. It is an awakening to God. One thing will avail for Israel and the world, the nations. It is an awakening to God. I tell you, that place, that chapel got silent. We were rebuked. It seemed like we were praying amiss. And then these thoughts shot through my head. History, American history, awakenings, the place of prayer in awakenings. The best person in the world could be elected president, and it would not help if the people do not awaken to God. Pray in an awakening. So there we are. We're left with a prayer challenge. Somehow, Gloria, I never regarded myself as a great prayer, but I ran with great prayers. People that prayed on such a level, that dear brother Philip Halverson, he prayed on such a level, I had a hard time praying with him because I wanted to listen. he'd speak tongues, and then he'd speak English. And then you could see in the news a month later what he'd been praying about in English.
Praise God.
So I was listening up when he prayed. And I ran with these people. And then God told me to found a place for prayer. For two purposes, to pray in the plans of God and to stop the strategies of the enemy. And it was Brother Halverson. I didn't know he was going to pass away that night, but he did. And he talked to me on the phone for an hour and 45 minutes.
The same night that he left the earth?
Well, he left the next day. He talked to me on Saturday. He left on Sunday. He was at Mack and Lynch Church. They called him up to pray. He knelt down there with Mack and Lynn and his wife and Brother Halverson's wife, Fern. And suddenly they fall under the power, and Halverson doesn't get up.
Wow. I'd forgotten that.
You remember that part? Mm-mm. And the worship was high and holy. He left. Brother Hagin said, what a way to go.
Yeah.
They did an autopsy. No known cause of death.
No known cause of death. What a testimony.
And the night before he left, this man of prayer, this is very interesting too. Brother Hagin, a few months before, had a word. I wish I had it, but I don't think I brought it. And the word was, between now and the Lord's coming, there are going to be people go home. And some of the people...
Yeah, I remember.
And you remember that? Mm-hmm. And some people, you're going to kind of wonder about it. Some of them, they're going for different reasons. And one of the reasons he gave was, there's no more promotion for them on earth.
They've gone as far as they can go.
Ooh,
that gives
me
chills.
Well, think about Enoch.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Praise God.
That's what happened with Brother Halverson.
He wasn't sick.
We found out he'd made preparation. He'd been talking about it, prophesying it.
He went to the next phase of his ministry.
Glow, those. Well, they're not altogether silent up there.
That's right.
They're the great cloud of witnesses.
Oh, yeah.
Praise God.
Isn't that awesome?
Mm. And I don't know, I don't want to get any theological arguments, but I sense their help. You know, whatever they can do, whatever they can see,
well,
I don't know.
Well, that makes sense that they'd be praying for the church and interceding.
Yeah,
and
Jesus intercedes
working.
In heaven, you know. But anyway, the night before, now my sister had gone home and we had just had her, we were getting ready for her funeral, and he called me. And told me about what the Lord had shown him about her going. Talked to me an hour and 45 minutes. Mm. And he said, never forget that your number one call is to help the prayers. Like I told
He's
you.
He's talking to you personally.
Talking to me.
Yeah.
Now, I'm better now. But I did not consider myself a great prayer. I ran with great prayers. But there's something about it, Gloria, that the Lord has anointed me to mobilize prayers, to help prayers. to establish Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, which we went out there in 1995, and the Lord told me to establish a place of prayer there. It was just brambles and bushes, and we had no idea, because it was not possible at that time, 1995, that we could do what we do there now. Every Wednesday at noon, Central Time, we stream live a prayer meeting, and people join from all over the world and pray together.
Praise God.
And we've counted up, there have been as many as 68 countries that have joined us in prayer. They named themselves the WWPs, the Worldwide Prayers. So there is an anointing on me to help prayers. And once Terry Copeland Pearson said, I don't know how that is, but I just know it works on Billy. Mm-hmm. It's just the anointing. Mm-hmm. And so a part of that has to do with a prayer assignment that I received in 2008. And a part of it has to do with a recent prayer assignment, which I'm going to tell you about, and I'm going to ask you to join. I'm going to mobilize you. Uncle Sam wants you. God wants you. So anyway, we were out there praying at our 3:00 afternoon prayer, and suddenly that word came forth. One thing will save America.
One thing.
It is an awakening to God. The best person in the world could be elected president. We'd do no good if the people don't awaken to God. And then he gave us the assignment of praying in an awakening. And so we began to pray for an awakening. I heard from other prayer places all over the world, and we're not the only ones he's got, you know. The Lord told me at one time, as a nation raises up an air force, I am raising up a prayer force. So all over the world now, he's raising up and has raised up a prayer force. It's amazing, Gloria. You used to announce a prayer meeting and 25 might come,
or two
might come. Now we have thousands that come to Branson every autumn, and they're prayers. You know, that's a different meeting, mm-hmm. that autumn assembly, because the people are praying people and they move in the Spirit. It's an amazing thing, this prayer army. But we're not the only ones. Of course, we're associated with your EMIC prayer group, and that Terry has, and Lynn Hammond. That I count that as us.
Yeah.
But there's people out there that aren't us, except they're in the body of Christ. But there's great prayer coming forth. And Gary Wood, Dr. Gary Wood, who the Lord caught up to heaven, sent him back. He didn't want to come back. But he told Gary there's going to be three signs that will happen before Jesus comes. There will be a spirit of restoration, especially between brethren. There will be a spirit of prayer, and there will be an outpouring of miracles. We are seeing in a great amount right now this prayer, this spirit of prayer that's upon the people. I'm telling you, the people of the United States have been praying.
Praise
they
God.
Pray for
Give
our
them
government.
To me again.
Pray.
Three things. What?
The first one was there will be a spirit of restoration.
Restoration.
Especially between brothers. Mm-hmm. You know, which is going to result in unity.
Yeah.
The second, a spirit of prayer. Mm-hmm. And thirdly, an outpouring of miracles.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's exciting.
And so we see these things, especially here in the United States. I believe that the church got awakened and prayed for our government officials to be elected. But now that they're in, here's a new campaign the Lord has me on. And it's called First of All.
First of All.
First of All.
Pray.
First of All. Pray. Now, the Lord may be to know this about the election of our new government, our new cabinet members, especially our new president and vice president. He made me to know that the church has got to pray like never before, because America, I can tell you right now, is destined for an awakening, another great awakening. We're destined for it, and Satan doesn't want it to happen. Now, he made me to know that we have to mobilize. And that's what I'm doing right now, mobilizing you to enter a campaign that we're calling the First of All campaign. It comes from the Scriptures, 1 Timothy 2:1. This is what the Lord said. The Holy Ghost said through Paul to the pastor Timothy, 1 Timothy 2:1, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, I didn't go down a few more verses, but if you've got your Bible open, it says, I will that men everywhere pray, lifting holy hands. That's in this same thought. So He wills that we pray, and He wills that we pray first of all. First of all, before you pray for your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your children, your job, your health, your wealth, before you pray for anything else, you pray for those kings that are in authority. Today we have presidents. So we're launching this campaign. We call it the First of All Campaign.
Read that to me again. I'm writing that down. I will.
I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and all that are in authority. That would be presidents now. So He wills. I don't care if you voted for Him or didn't vote for Him. It's the will of God that every day when you go to prayer, first of all, after you've worshiped the Lord, of course, first of all, the first prayer and supplication that you make is going to be made for your president, for your vice president, you who live in other countries, Canada, for your prime minister, in Australia, wherever. And so you lift them up and you pray. Now, we want you to join this campaign. We have a number for you to call, 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or you can go on billybrim.org. And there you'll see a little thing that says, first of all, and just follow the prompts. Now, in August, I don't know when you'll be watching this, but if you're watching it before August 2017, we're going to the Washington Mall. And that's not a shopping mall.
Yeah.
That's the Washington Mall there by the monuments in Washington, D.C. And we're going to gather for a first of all prayer for our country. I will have already had a meeting in Delaware, Newcastle, Delaware. And we're going to go right after that meeting. It's not far to Washington, D.C. And we're going to pray there on the mall. We're going to take authority over the demonic forces. But what we're enlisting you to do is join the First of All campaign and to promise, to commit. People don't like to make commitments. They live together without making the commitment of marriage. And the Bible says that that'll happen in the last days. But we want to be people of principle who can commit, first of all, every day when I say my prayers, first thing. One lady told me that she believes the evening and the morning is the first day, so she says it first in the evening. Fine. Doesn't matter. We got people all day long lifting up our president, our vice president. Now, I'm going to play something for you one day this week when we find it. Actually, I only just found this morning over at your house. It was just lying there. And it's one of my letters to partners that I wrote in June 2009. And
is that my copy?
I think we made you one.
Oh, you're so good.
I wrote here, on April 15, this would have been 2009, Kenneth Copeland was taping a BVOV television broadcast with David Barton to be aired in July 2009. Suddenly, as the Holy Spirit came upon him, Brother Copeland stopped teaching, put his hand upon his chest, and prophesied. This is the time that has been prophesied about. And at stake here is not only your welfare in the land, but also my move in the end times of a great awakening, saith the Lord. And it is that awakening that will save this land and others like it. For it is the time of the coming of the Lord, and you will rise up, and you will be my name, and you will be my power. And I will manifest myself through you,
Lord Jesus.
And many shall come and say, surely he is the God of all good. Now, how I knew about this word of the Lord is they recognized here in this, probably this very studio, that it was important, and they made a little clip of it and sent it all out to his partners. And so I saw that, and I put it in my partner letter that I wrote back in June 2009. We're searching for that around here. And I'm sure we're going to find it. And one day this week, We'll play it live, should we find it. I believe we will find it. Bless the Lord. Gloria. Isn't that amazing? It is
great.
The awakening that will save this nation. That's why you and I've got to pray for it. He gave us the charge. Pray for an awakening. He gives you the charge.
Yes, Lord.
And I believe this government we have right now, if we'll pray for them as we should, then they're going to be a part. I think it's the beginning of that awakening. I think that the church woke up and they voted, and the beginning of this awakening began. It began. And so we look for, God has, now just listen to this one part. This
awesome.
Is the time that has been prophesied about. And at stake here is not only your welfare in the land, but also my move in the end times of a great awakening,
praise
saith
God.
The Lord. And it is that awakening that will save this land and others like it.
Thank
for
you,
it is
Lord.
The time of the coming of the Lord. Now we're going to talk about
that's exciting.
This nation, the United States of America, was born out of the Great Awakening. All the scholars of the Ivy League schools agree. I went online and watched their lectures. We got some of their things. They grew out of the Great Awakening, but more than that, this nation grew out of the Great Awakening. We're going to study the Great Awakening and following awakenings because he preserved us through
That'll
awakenings.
Be great.
We're going to study them and look for what we can expect plus.
Praise
and it all boils
God.
Down to an awakening is a time of the manifested presence of God everywhere.
Things happening.
Things
happening.
Things
you can see, feel, taste.
Yeah.
Glory to God. That's awesome, Billy. That's so exciting, isn't it?
Isn't it exciting?
Yeah. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We receive that word. Billy and I'll be right back. Don't go away.
Download your free copy of the BVOV broadcast study notes now at kcm.org/notes. Use them to follow along with the broadcast during your personal time or for group Bible study. Now you can put your ears and eyes on God's message of victory to plant it deep in your heart. We're believing this additional ministry tool will benefit you, bless your study time, and will help you to grow from faith to faith. Go to kcm.org/notes today. We're here for you. First of all, pray for your leaders and for an awakening to God in your nation. Experience living in His presence and power personally and nationally. The First of All package includes three life-changing resources by Billy Brim. The book First of All and the Awakenings shows you the priority God places on prayer for those in authority. Our prayers are critical for our nation to fulfill its purpose and destiny. The mini-book, How to Rightly Divide the Word, teaches you how to become an effective Bible student, avoid errors of interpretation, and understand God's prophetic purpose for the Jews, the nations, and the church. In the Wind of the Spirit DVD, hear firsthand accounts from those who experienced the Isle of Lewis revival. Be a nation changer. Pray for an awakening and outpouring of God's Spirit in your country. Order the First of All package for only $24. See the importance of praying for leaders and people in authority. Bring the fabulous outpourings to your nation. Visit our website, kcm.org/TV special, or call 800-600-7395. Marvelous things can happen in a nation of believers who pray for the power of God to pour out on their land. Order your package today.
The church needs to pray like never before.
Oh, man.
This is the big one. When we seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, all things shall be added unto us. Billy's got some things that she's prepared for us that she wants to talk to us about.
Here's our product offer. Now, one of them, we actually talking about end times.
Mm-hmm.
And for you to understand end times, you got to know that there are prophetic things said about the Jews and the nations. And then there in the New Testament about the church. You have to know the three groups of peoples. And so I really have wanted to get this little book out for a long time, and now I've gotten it out so that when you read it, you won't be thinking you have to go through the tribulation and things like that, because you'll rightly divide the word.
Yes.
How to rightly divide the word. Who's God talking to in any scripture? The Jews, the nations, or the church? And then here's what we're talking about. First of all, and the awakenings. I tell basically what we're talking about on these broadcasts. And here's the Wind of the Spirit. And this is a DVD of the Isle of Lewis revival where Donald Trump's mother came from.
Yes, I've heard about that. I expect those to be left at my house.
I'll leave this here. Uh-huh. Okay. I'll leave this here for you.
We're going to pray and you join in with us. Father, we pray for every person watching. We believe, Lord, that this is truth, that you're coming soon. And we all want to get things right and keep them right so that we're ready when you come and you say to us, well done, good and faithful servant. We praise you, Lord, and we thank you. Thank you. We pray for every person listening that needs healing, that you would move on their bodies right now and on their minds to be made whole and their spirits to be lifted up in Jesus' name. Be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus. Healing belongs to you. Take it and you can have it in Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise you. We bless you, Lord. And we give you the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Next week, this is where you're supposed to be, Fort Worth Convention Center, July the 30th through August the 5th. You don't want to miss this meeting. You know, Billy, as the time gets closer and closer to the time of the end, things get more and more exciting.
Yeah, the Bible tells you don't forsake the gathering together.
And we're not going to forsake the gathering together. We're going to meet in Fort Worth and have Word and the Spirit of God moving. It's going to be awesome. Glory to God. This is Gloria Copeland and Billy Brim reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
The Believer's Voice of Victory is available free on DVD, CD, or MP3 and MP4 downloads. Call 800-600-7395 or go to kcm.org/TV special and request your free copy. Order this week's TV offer today and build your faith to live in victory. Expect the fabulous outpourings from heaven this year. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. July 30th through August 5th, join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests for the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas, USA. August 18th through 19th. Join Kenneth Copeland at the Columbia Victory Campaign at Coliseo El Salitre in Bogota, Colombia. September 8th to 9th, get connected with Kenneth Copeland at Living Victory Anaheim at the Hilton Anaheim in Anaheim, California, USA. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.